Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning we're talking with Sheriff Chris Lane and Sergeant Dane Duke from the Bartholomew County Sheriff's Department. We'll be talking about public safety during the upcoming eclipse. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, John.
I know we've touched on the issues before, but I think people are going to be very concerned about what to expect on Eclipse Monday. What sort of word are you getting, and what are some of the problems with public safety that are going to be unfolding that day, you expect?
Well, obviously, it's just going to be a massive influx of people. When you look at our county has the potential to either double or triple in population just on that one day. That obviously could cause some major traffic concerns throughout all the county, including the county roads, state highway, and with where we're at, with a major interstate highway running through our county, that could, you know, that will also draw a lot more people to our area, I think, also. So I think, you know, we've been planning this for approximately a year. I'll have to give a shout out to Shannon Cook over at our EMA. She's been orchestrating all these meetings and kind of getting everybody up to speed from law enforcement to fire, EMS, and it's pretty much going to be an all hands on deck for the sheriff's office, and I know the city police and all of us and first responders will be working pretty much from that Saturday morning all the way through till the end of the event on Monday.
We had talked a little bit before we went on the air about some pre-staging and dispersing the deputies out there and some equipment. Can we talk a little bit about what sort of resources you're going to have spread out across the county?
We've got our drone team. So we've got four deputies that are trained with drones. We'll have them set up strategically around the county in case, you know, traffic is backed up and we just need to get eyes on something real quick. We can deploy them. We've also have two utility type vehicles that we can use. They're smaller obviously than a car or a truck, so we can use. They're going to be mainly stationed out west of town so that we can respond if we need to get there really quick, and like I said, they have more maneuverability. We've also made arrangements with, and I'll give a shout out to Jim Ogilvie. He's a very valuable resource that we have here in Bartholomew County with his helicopter. So we'll be coordinating with him also to mainly monitor traffic flow. We really, at this point in time, I mean, we're planning for, like I said, a lot of people. Depending on weather conditions and so forth, that may change. We could either get more if we're in the nice clear spot. More people may head to us, or we may have folks that traveling through our area to get to those areas where they can see the eclipse that much better.
So for people who are residents here and are looking at, you know, what can I do to prepare myself for whatever is going to happen that Monday, what sort of things should people be doing ahead of time?
The biggest thing is the week before, that Friday, before the weekend even gets here, because there's going to be an influx of people starting probably Friday afternoon into Saturday because of all the different events that are occurring all around the county. So, you know, make sure that they gas their vehicle up. That will be an issue, I'm sure, with so many more people and our limited amount of gas stations that we do have. So earlier in that week prior, make sure you got a full tank of gas. Go to the grocery store, make sure that your shelves are stocked at home. Also, if you have medication that you have to take, make sure to get those filled before the weekend even gets here in that Monday, because a lot of places are going to be closed. I don't know what the schedules of those locations are, but make sure that you have a stock of those essential items that you're going to need. The big thing is, you know, we want to encourage everybody to have fun. This is a once in a lifetime event, and we want everybody to be safe and enjoy themselves. And I'm sure a lot of people have a lot of family coming to town just for this event.
If you have to travel that day, do you have any suggestions on where some of the hot spots and some of the really congested spots are going to be?
Like the sheriff said, we're anticipating a noticeable increase leading up to hot spots, and we'll include the airport. The city's throwing an event there, Renaissance Fair there. We have several locations throughout the county that are having other events as well. fairgrounds. Saraland is having a baseball tournament, things like that. But we just encourage people to enjoy themselves, like the sheriff said, attend local events. But if you could minimize travel, that'd be wonderful during that Monday, just so people understand the magnitude. Once the eclipse is done, the state has run the math on our anticipated people coming into the area, and especially along the corridor that we're going to get for the eclipse in the state. Throughout that corridor, they expect for it to be like 71 NFL sold-out football games being released all at one time. So there's going to be a surge of people on the interstates, the state roads. As soon as this thing is done, it is going to be quite packed out there. So we just encourage, enjoy yourselves, maybe stay a little bit longer at these events, and drive safe home.
Well, and just to touch on this a little bit, we're talking about people enjoying themselves, but I think the concerns about a right mental attitude that day. I mean, it is going to be a day for frustrations if you let it, I assume.
Most definitely. And the big thing is pre-plan. If you want to get someplace to hang out with friends and family, get there in plenty of time, and don't just stop on the road. Because there's an eclipse, that doesn't mean there couldn't be a major emergency that would happen. And obviously, emergency vehicles need to get from point A to point B. And on the interstate, don't be stopping. I mean, if you know, it's pretty well advertised what time this event's going to take place. Pull off at an exit, get off the interstate, and don't be pulling off on the shoulders of the road and so forth, because that could end not in a very, very good way, obviously. So that's the big thing, is just be safe, have a positive attitude. There is going to be a lot of traffic, and I would say probably one of the hot spots would be 46 out west of town. We know how 46 can be in the fall when the leaves change in Brown County. Well, when you're looking at Brown County State Park and everything on the west side, that's going to be full, and that's just a two-lane highway. So, and it's curvy, so everybody just needs to take their time and be safe.
If you happen to be stuck in out and about during the eclipse, I assume people need to know that when an emergency vehicle is trying to get through, it's going to be bad enough already. Any tips for people who try and help you guys do your job?
Just be aware of your surroundings. Keep your eyes open. Maybe keep, especially with the traffic, don't occupy intersections if you get caught at a red. Just again, maintain good driving behavior, defensive driving, things along those lines. But we're trying to prepare enough to where we'll be able to readily respond to any calls of service that we need or that come in.
Any last thoughts on things that people need to know heading into this eclipse? Any other suggestions they should take with them?
You know, we have prepared for this, and we're going to have either double and probably at times triple our number of normal road patrol out there, so that we can have the county gridded off, that we can have plenty of help out there if something was to happen. But, you know, again, I just want everybody to have a good time, enjoy this once-in-a-lifetime event, and be safe.
We'd also be remiss not to remind people to wear properly rated eye protection when it comes to observing the eclipse itself. We want to avoid any long-term eye damage or any problems with the eyes coming from looking at the eclipse.
We've been talking with Sheriff Chris Lane and Sergeant Dane Duke from the Bartholomew County Sheriff's Department of Public Safety, coming up during the upcoming eclipse. You're listening to News and Views here on News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'll be back in just a minute. We'll be talking with Aaron Hawkins from the Columbus Area Visitor Center about activities going on in celebration of this big event.